Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. This is episode number 28, and it is the Crockett Cup $1 million Memorial Tournament. My name is VexX, along with Johnny Zero.
The People's Hero, and this is the Major League of Professional Wrestling.
In every way, shape, and form, Johnny. Perfectly said. Here we are. It's the big night. It is the pay-per-view event.
Cut the electricity with a knife.
People have signed in on their televisions and their computers and their phones from spanning the globe.
Standing room only. Closed circuit TV, I believe.
Everything you can imagine. Yeah. If you have a local sports team in your town and you go to that arena, that is being shown right now on closed circuit television.
And guys, if you're going to one of the sports bars, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings, whatever, make sure you ask them to put it on, because we're getting big here. This is it. This is the Crockett Cup. Arguably the greatest, the 1987, one of the greatest pay-per-view, in my opinion, ever.
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 And we're going to rival that tonight, Johnny Zero.
Let's do it.
Are you excited?
I am.
I got to tell you, there's so much going on. Now, tonight, Johnny, we are going to crown a new television heavyweight champion.
Yes, the first night, absolutely.
It's such a big deal.
I know, and that's what's so great about this, is we get action from guys. We've seen guys from all over the world, all different territories, and we've got it narrowed down.
And it started with 80 teams, Johnny.
I can't believe it. If we could even mention half the... There's so many copyrights involved, folks, to mention the people that were involved. You will be seeing new superstars showing up.
I got to tell you, John, I have breaking news. Breaking news coming across the teletype as we speak.
Cool, let's go.
If you remember correctly, Gomez Adams and Grandpa Al Munster were attacked brutally 1 week ago tonight by the one and only, the giant Frederick Wynn. They are unable to compete tonight in the Crockett Cup Memorial Tournament.
Unbelievable. Now, why would he turn on Grandpa like that? I already chokeslammed Grandpa twice.
You were there. You were literally in the building.
Well, I only heard the thud. I mean, I saw the aftermath. I saw the Dobermans going in. I there were so many people around. Why would he do that?
Now, I got to tell you.
What's the beef between Munsters and Adams?
I can't speak on it. Yeah. You were in the room. Yeah. Hopefully, you could guide us through the insanity of the situation.
From what I understand, there's a beef that goes way back to when the Adams and the Munsters, Haunted Comedies, were on the television show. And Grandpa and Gomez got into it. They were tag team. Were put together as a seed in the cup, and they got into it. They went to fisty cuffs, as you will.
Fisty cuffs,
if you will. And but they worked it out. Now they worked it out, and then you got to understand how this gym is set up. There's gyms and there's wooden benches between the lockers that are stuck together, and then you have your gym supplies up here. They have a practice wrestling ring, and then there's a table in there. They set up a table and they started playing cards. It was like a good 20 minutes later, and then Sergeant Gwynn, using his power from being the judge.
I thought he was the judge, sir.
Well, apparently it's law enforcement related. He has been moved now to Cop Lives Matter, and he is a Sergeant Gwynn, and he wears his pants extremely high up, baggy at the top, boots all the way up to past his knees, and he went in there with a bunch of Dobermans, and he choke slammed the both of them. And I just remember, I'll never hear that blood curdling scream out of both of them.
And the thing of it is, I want to stress, is these are older gentlemen.
Yeah,
like the reality of the situation is that should never have happened.
I'm thinking they both. Somebody might. I've only heard that sound once before in my life, and actually twice. And that's somebody breaking a hip. That sounds like a man. But there's nothing worse than a man breaking a hip.
Man breaking a hip.
Yeah, an older.
Are you referring to Charlotte Engels, the transvestite world champion?
The world's heavyweight champion, of the world, has been fighting all over the country, and he does. He has won by coin. He has always put up his title for fair and square in the middle of the ring.
He'll do anything for some sense. I agree. He's a cheap prostitute. Charlotte Engels there, and I agree.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do if somebody puts you in a perfect storm? Think about that. You got a reverse, like a reverse front face lock. But he wraps you underneath.
I would have punched that woman right in her fake breast.
And, well,
I
you
think
wouldn't
had
be able to do anything.
Punched Charlotte Engels in the breastises, that I perhaps would have broken the hold. Now, Johnny, I got to tell you, because Gomez and Al Munster are no longer able to compete in the TV Dads wrestling pay-per-view extravaganza that we are calling the Crockett Cup Memorial Tournament for $1 million.
Yes.
The replacement is Bo and Luke Duke, the Duke boys.
Yes. The Duke boys were the next seed. Luke, I think the only thing that kept him out was that Luke has not wrestled on our card yet, has he not? Or something like that?
No, not at all. They lost a match. So they lost the next seed beneath them. It was elimination. You had 80 teams from around the world, and they happened to lose their match. Now, I can't recall, again, the documentation was damaged by the rainstorm caused by Mr. Morita not getting out of the ring, corporal punishment, bringing in his flamethrower. Yes. The sprinklers went off. The systems were destroyed. Memory serves. You know, they were defeated.
From what I understand, Luke is not wrestling with Bill.
Explain, please.
Well,
do you have some tabloid news for us?
Well, it's not tabloid. Apparently, Uncle Jesse, remember he did the Triple Lindy, the Jumpin' Jesse Duke. They're pissed that Bo Duke is not using the Confederate flag. He's reversed the colors out to make it white, black, and red.
So does that mean they're going to forfeit the match tonight?
I don't know. It just means that Luke has always been more of a uncle's boy or whatever.
So it's JR and Bobby Ewing facing off against Bo and Luke Duke, and you said that only Luke is appearing?
I believe so. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it's going to be Bo going by himself.
Oh, Bo, I'm sorry. Well, you are a tabloid reporter, so there's a good chance that you are aware of this.
Apparently, he feels that stands for, you know, he wants to keep... Bo Duke's thing is heritage, not hate. And he's using the stars and bars, but he's not using the orange-red color. And he's reversed it out. And Jesse Duke is having a problem with it because he's old school, I guess. And Luke is taking his side like a bitch. But
why do you have to admonish these people? Like, you're like, he's like a bitch, man.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's your tag. It's your brother.
Please stop doing tabloid news on my broadcast.
Stop it. I really don't.
It's just so
every one of them's come true, though. Every one of them's going true, but, you know, hey, what do you want me to tell you, man? I mean, like, that's the way it is. Bo Duke did not, he left him alone. He was a handicap match. They lost. I think that's the only reason they got in there, so. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Johnny, but it's the first match for the elimination tonight.
You're not cutting me off,
it's the team of Ingles and Mr. Evans coming to the ring.
Awesome.
Oh, the crowd loves them.
Yes, they do.
A black man and his transvestite.
They are the two greatest, the two best wrestlers in the world.
The two best wrestlers in the world?
Absolutely.
I think Corporal Punishment might disagree a little bit with that synopsis.
Well, we're going to have a rematch.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring, the team of the Charles Ingles World Heavyweight Champion, along with Mr. Evans.
The working man and the frontiersman. Damn right.
Technically, they are the number one seed, which does not make sense to me.
Isn't the militants? Aren't they?
Well, they're facing the militants, but they are not the number. The
right away, we get that right away.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gonna be a beautiful evening. And
wow.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, down to the squared circle.
Holy shit.
The militants, ladies and gentlemen.
The Duke of Chicago himself.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Coming down to the squared circle as we speak.
His pokes apocalyptic.
Ladies and gentlemen, your world's heavyweight tag team champions, the militants!
The revolution will not be televised.
The Duke of Chicago is looking very... looks business, man. He looks all business tonight. Michael still has that kind of innocent, like, look on his face, but, boy, Jimmy Walker, the Duke of Chicago.
Now we're
going to
ring
business.
The bell, Johnny Zero, and get the coin ready, and we're going to see who's going to win this bout. So what do we got flip-wise, sir?
Flip-wise.
Heads are the... and tails? What is it?
It's heads. What's number one?
Of course, Charles Ingles wins the fucking match with James Evans. Perhaps we can give a blow-by-blow for the pay-per-view audience.
I don't fucking believe this. Is it fucking heads? Your fucking coin is suspect.
See, that's why I don't flip the fucking coin. No. Fuck your coin.
What are you talking about?
No, but like, you're like, oh, yeah, Mr. Ingles wins. He's the best. No. Oh, God in heaven. No. Oh, Charles Ingles.
No, man. I'm telling you right now. You flip it then. He won fair and square.
Did he win? It's a team effort. So explain to the people what happened while I make a list here.
Charles Ingles and... James Evans, the two best singles wrestlers in the world, defeated the World Tag Team Champions at the Crockett Cup. But honestly, wouldn't heads be... The rule is the heads would technically be...
It's faces, and it's the other ones.
But not only in World Championship matches.
This isn't a World Championship match.
But they're the world...
Okay. Yeah, tell me. I want to hear it.
No, I'm just saying.
No, lie to the people on the microphone. Was the tag title on the line?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
It's a fuck no.
Okay, all right.
Crockett Cobb, $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Zero's confused. He's a tabloid reporter and doesn't know where he's at.
No, hold on, man. I believe they did have Crockett Cups that the World Tag Team Champions were in it. They were the number one seed.
Well, this is our Crockett Cup memorial because it's not the Crockett Cup. And I'm telling you right now, that's not how the shit works.
Okay.
So your fucking hero won the fucking match. Of course it did because you flipped the fucking coin.
I think the World Tag Team Champions should get the win. And then that's when we can go into the Ingles-Evans match.
It's faces and tails the fucking heels.
Okay, buddy.
And you flipped heads because your fucking coin is two-headed.
So you want Ingles and Evans to win.
I don't want anything. You fucking flipped the fucking coin.
They won fair and square. Folks, I'm not lying to you right here in front of everybody. I'm not a liar. My buddy's just, doesn't like to see them win, I guess.
I fucking hate that guy.
Why do you hate that guy?
He's a piece of shit.
Why would you hate that guy?
Why would you hate that guy?
He's a piece of shit.
I mean,
one of the inspirations.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Shipwreck coming down to the ring.
People are going nuts, dude.
They are going nuts.
It's after all these years, they still draw.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the SS Minnow, Shipwreck.
Dude, unbelievable. They look good. Skipper looks good.
We'll explain it to the people.
He looks good. Skipper looks like he slimmed up some. Gilligan looks a little looks like he's a little tired. But these guys, they always stay in the tag team scene. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled something off.
So what do you mean exactly?
Well, they have that continuity as a tag team. They have that continuity as a tag team, my friend. Oh boy, look who's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from Mount Stashmore.
Oh, wow.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Here we go. Look at those. Oh, my God. I'm almost blinded.
It's the first Bishop of Wrestling, along with Lamont Sanford. They are the greatest.
Look at those jumpsuits. Those big collars. And I love the boots. I mean, the bell bottoms are cool. It's rhinestones everywhere. Literally rhinestones, dude.
Blinding as far as the eye could see.
And they're laying down a disco ball over the ring. What's going on with
this? It's the first Bishop of Wrestling. Are you ready for the big moment? Here it comes.
Here we go. They're going to do their... They're dancing in sequence. Unbelievable.
I knew you were a fan.
Unbelievable. I'm a fan of Lamont. Lamont's new ring work.
You were a fan. It's such a beautiful thing.
I'm all about the show, man. Somebody puts work into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rhinestone Cowboys in the squared circle. Ring the bell, Johnny Zero. Ring the bell.
Here we go, folks. This is it.
And luckily, the coin has fallen on tails. I just flipped it. And the Rhinestone Cowboys are victorious.
Wow.
They will handily defeat the old, out-of-shape Shipwreck. Do you want to tell people how it happens?
It looks like they got Gilligan. There's looks like somebody was out to the ring on the side there. I don't know who that is. Was that Stashberg or Michael Knight or somebody? Who is that?
I believe it is Stashberg, who is competing later on in the evening.
Yeah. Well, they got Gilligan fair and square in the middle with the double flying leg drop off the top, the glitter from above.
The double glitter from above.
Double glitter from above. So it's a leg drop on your torso and your... Don't they slap... Don't they do like a high five?
Explain it to the people.
Well, they body slammed Gilligan in the middle of the ring, and they both go up to the top ropes of each individual turnbuckle. And diagonally across from each other, and they jump across the ring. They touch the glitter ball, and it puts glitter down. And as they're doing that, they simultaneously high five and do a leg drop across the head and the torso together,
which is just amazing athletically. It's a fantastic thing to be a part of. God bless the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Why is
Johnny Zero?
Why is Fred? Fred's mad back. What's going on, Fred? Oh. Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California, the real Frankenstein.
Wow.
Oh, they're a badass team, guys.
They look all business. All business here, folks. Unbelievable.
They're oiled up. They look magnificent. Shiny green glitter.
Unbelievable. Shiny green glitter.
It's a beautiful thing.
Unbelievable. And why wouldn't you would think Gwynn would want
what
to do it?
What is wrong with Fred Gwynn?
Don't know, man.
How does he turn down this money?
He just refuses to be Herman Munster.
How is this even a possibility?
I don't know. I heard he has a new song with Cop Lives Matter.
Does he really?
Yes.
I don't think I understand.
Maybe on the commercial break, I'll try and dig it up for us if you want. If not, I'll have it on a future episode. I've seen it. There's an actual Fred Gwynn song. I'm not kidding.
Explain it.
He's singing with Car 54, and he's got all the boys down at the precinct, and they're singing a song together. Ew. I'm not joking. It's like acoustic guitar and everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York, New York.
Here we go.
Please put your hands together for the Royals.
OJ and Cosby. Oh, I saw the limousine pull up out back.
This is a new theme song for them.
Yes, it is. Why are they? What is this?
Well, right now, Mr. Cosby is in court. He's embroiled in tremendous controversies.
Right, sure.
And I don't know what to tell you. That's their new music.
Man is innocent until proven guilty, of course.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe that synopsis, actually.
Well, you don't believe that man's not innocent until proven
guilty.
Where
there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, buddy.
Look at that. Whenever I flip the coin,
because you're not flipping it,
always goes to
you're
tail.
Sticking it on your finger. Look, you gotta flip it with your thumb like
I
this.
I flipped it.
And use a quarter.
But you gave me the fucking penny.
No, go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter. The Royals have won the match. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm flipping it.
Johnny Zero, how did this shake out?
Oh, it looks like it just looks like they went in there and pummeled them. Looks like they came there in business. I think they scored in early fall. They went for. Guys, you have to understand, we went from 80 teams, so my take on is Lurch's leg was hurt.
Okay.
And they just took advantage of it. That's it. I mean, you know, turn him around to maybe a figure four or something and you know, tried to reach the ropes and, you know, he couldn't make it. He had to tap. Better to live and fight another day, you know what I mean?
Oh, is that how you feel about it?
Well, he made him submit. Look, I never said Cosby and wasn't a good wrestler, worker in the ring. It's his out-of-ring.
You know, I gotta tell you, I think I agree with that synopsis a little bit. Like, we don't have any problem with his in-ring work. They're dynamic athletes. I felt he cheated a lot, I think.
I mean, you gotta figure OJ, like him or not, murderer or not, whatever. This guy did play in the NFL.
Fantastic athlete. No one can question that. He's almost as good as, like, Michael Knight or something like that. You know what I mean?
I think one of the Frankensteins had a bad deal. Oh, yeah! Here we go, baby! Give me some of that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What you want?
From the fighting city of Chicago.
Give me some of that.
Urban folklore.
Yeah, baby. Ghetto Santa and Uncle Slam himself.
They do
Archie
look amazing.
Bunker. They look really good, dude.
They do.
Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford on the same tag team. And Fred looks like he's all business. Red Fox is no joke.
He's an angry young man. He lost his son to the Bloody Stash crew, the Bloody Stash clothing company.
He might have lost his
son
to a lover, it looks like to me.
What are you saying, sir?
Oh, come on.
Lamont has stepped out and found himself a lady.
You don't.
He's having a thing
with
Charlotte.
The name, lady named Mr. Brady.
Why would you say that?
A lady named Mr. Brady. Dude, come on. You didn't see how they're, you know, glitter. Disco balls, oiling each other up. Come on, man. Come on.
I can see it. Is that what I can do? I can see it.
You can see it. But I think this tag team. Oh, here we go. Michael Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen. From Venice Beach, California.
Yes.
Michael Knight and Stashburg.
Stashburg. They're not going to do the Stashburg entrance.
People love this tag team.
Wow.
They are hands down the biggest fan favorites to ever be on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Why are people booing them? Well, it is a big crowd reaction. There's some cheers, though.
There is a lot of cheers.
I think there's cheers and boos.
You give no credit where credit is due, sir.
I can hear it. I can hear it in the background.
It's very, very sad. Johnny Zero, can you please ring the bell for us?
Sure.
Let's begin this contest. All right, scheduled for one fall, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see where it goes. Unbelievable. Urban Folklore will pull out the victory.
Unbelievable.
Over Michael Knight and Stashburg.
Hit the music.
I cannot believe
it. Hit the music. No shit.
No, well, we don't have time for the music. And there it is. There's your winner. Urban Folklore defeating handily Michael Knight and Stashburg. It is a shocking ordeal. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
Fred and Archie, you know, we started. They're the foundation we started on. I mean, really, if you think about it, I mean, they're part of it anyway. I mean, Fred G. Sanford and Archie Bunker, longtime rivals, joined forces, put on a Santa suit and an Uncle Sam suit and made a tag team, called it Urban Folklore. And I don't know, should we be surprised they won? This might be, they've been needing a win for quite a while, I think.
I don't know. They just defeated two phenomenal athletes. I am personally astounded by the situation. Michael Knight is pretty much infallible. He's next to physically perfect.
I agree.
A fantastic athlete. Now,
I agree.
Stashburg did get shot. He was injured, but they defeated everyone handily when they were in the elimination. I'm shocked, sir.
I mean, after 160 matches, man. I mean, I'm sure that his partner. It wasn't like Michael Knight got pinned. It was Stashburg. So you know.
I hear you, but it's so shocking to me.
Well, he'll be back.
I don't even know how to handle it, and frankly speaking, they were phenomenal athletes.
And why did Michael Knight have
the theme music of Corporal Punishment?
Here we go. Oh boy.
And he comes out and he struts along to the music.
Yes.
So you've got Corporal Punishment and
he's got a beret.
And the cleaver sheep.
He looks like Frenchie Martin. And the cleaver.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The cleaver holding.
The tag team of Corporal Punishment.
It looks like the sheep is coming out. It's got some sort of incense. Some sort of Middle Eastern incense. What is that? You smell it?
Yeah, I do smell it. It's freaking me out. Oh, I have no idea what's happening.
Whoa, bud. Get that out of here. What the hell? Holy shit, man. It's the Sheik Adnan Al-Cleaver. Or Sheik Adnan Muhammad Al-Cleaver. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm just going to say the Sheik Cleaver.
The Sheik Cleaver works for me. I think I like that.
Yeah. But if you guys seen the name, it's like 400 words. I don't know how to pronounce it.
The I Love Lucy theme. Here come the great and powerful
Rhythm Pig of it.
The Luchadors. The mighty Luchador.
The Lightning Man himself. Ricky Ricardo.
What are your thoughts as they come to the ring, Mr. Johnny Zero?
Well, if it's a tall order. In a singles competition, I'll be honest with you, Ricky Ricardo wipes the mat with all three of these guys. As a tag team, based on what we saw last week,
yes,
with Lopez and Ricardo.
Now, is there dissension in the ranks? Is the team fighting themselves?
I don't know. You saw it with me.
I totally saw what you saw.
I think so, man. But I mean, maybe there's it's 160 matches, man. I mean, maybe the guy, maybe they're buddies and they just had a little, that's a lot of working, man. That's a lot of working in that ring, man. 160 matches. I mean, you got to there was elimination tournaments. Everybody's on the plane. Maybe they'll work it out. I hope Lopez and them work it out. Skill-wise, they've been together longer.
So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
They get into the squared circle. They square off. They start fighting, right?
Yeah.
Ricky Ricardo's a house of fire like he always is. He's mopping the floor.
Great worker.
He's beating these gentlemen to the ground. Corporal Punishment's no joke, but the cleaver's a little weaker. He's the weaker link of the two. So,
as far as power goes.
No, in every way. I mean, at the Adonis. This is the guy that almost beat Charlotte Ingalls. This is a bad motherfucker. So, they get into the match. The whole thing happens, and he's wearing down the cleaver. The Sheik, the cleaver. And he goes over to tag, and Ricardo does not tag his partner. Not successfully.
What is going on?
So Ricardo's stuck in the ring. He can't get a tag. And he's more or less abandoned.
Oh, my God.
And they beat him into submission, and they pin him right in the middle of the ring. One, two, three.
That's terrible.
And the team that moves on is Corporal Punishment.
And the Sheik.
And, I mean, in a lot of ways, we're seeing the demise, if you will, of the Mighty Luchadors, and what are your thoughts?
I just have to think it has to do with Ricky Ricardo setting up his Capoeira Studios up here in the Northeast United States.
Why have you decided that that would be the
Well, that's just what I've heard, because it's like, you know, when Bruce Lee did his, you know, Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee were murdered. I don't think I'm
telling you. I don't agree with the synopsis
in
any capacity.
I do. but anyway, some people just didn't. He knows, look, you don't know how, Ricky Ricardo is good, man. Really good.
No, he's an unbelievable athlete. Like, no one's
and
saying that.
And he's trying to get, you know, give kids a way of, you know, different than gang violence and so forth. And he's doing a good job. And I think Lopez is more old school and just didn't appreciate him revealing the secrets of the capoeira martial art.
I understand.
And maybe he was getting a little more credit than, I mean, let's be honest here. Ricky Ricardo is the, you know, the more popular of the two.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with George Lopez.
So Lopez is pissed, is what you're telling me.
I guess. Why would he do that? Because I saw him put his hand out for a tag, like he was going to tag him, and
he pulled away.
And yeah, and then just when Ricardo went in, he pulls away and leaves.
That was some low life shit to do.
That was terrible, man. Why is the heel turn of the turn of George Lopez, man? Why, George? Why, George?
Why,
George?
Now we have a weird situation before us. In the middle of the squared circle is JR and Bobby Ewing. They are the Texas Millionaire Tag Team, right? So here they are.
Yes.
They're standing there. They're waiting to face off.
Yeah.
They only are facing one athlete in a handicap match.
That looks like John Snyder's coming out. Bo Duke's coming out.
So Bo is facing off against
them. I just got an email in. Hold on.
Does the email, in fact, confirm that this is a one-sided match where it's a single competitor facing a tag team? Is that what's happening with the email, sir?
It looks like it, unless he has a mystery partner show up.
All right, please ring the bell, Johnny Zero. Let's go down to the squared circle. It is two athletes facing off against one. It is an unbelievable match, if you will.
Oh, boy, somebody gotta get down.
Bo Duke is definitely hanging out in his own capacity. He's doing his thing. He's trying, but there are two gentlemen. Now, what I find interesting is the referee is allowing both athletes to face off against one person simultaneously without having to tag back and forth, which I do not feel is technically legal.
Yeah, it's a handicap tournament, I guess, if that's how they registered it. And the question is, why isn't Luke or Jesse or somebody helping him?
Now, there's dissension in the ranks that JR and Bobby Ewing aren't exactly getting along in the ring. JR is trying to kill this gentleman. Bobby Ewing is stopping him from doing so. I don't completely understand.
Well, it looks like Bobby Ewing and Bo are fair.
Bobby Ewing has just kicked JR directly in the face with the cowboy boots. JR has fallen over. Bo Duke pulls the leg. One, two, three. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you kidding me?
So ascending in the ranks is the new team of Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am beside myself.
Is that possible?
That is possible.
Is that legal?
Wow. I don't even know if it's, but it's what they're going to do. You did say you saw there perhaps would be another tag person in reference to him. JR is out cold in the center of the ring.
Wow.
What are your thoughts?
Well, what you have is a Southern feud going on there. You got the feud between the Duke boys and Jesse. And you got a feud between Bobby, and you got a feud between JR, too. Between Bobby and JR, it looks like, let's be honest
now,
here, the faces were always...
If you've ever watched the show, those two brothers were at odds the entire time.
Yeah.
Bobby's a nice guy. JR's kind of a bastard. I mean, they obviously had a fight. Now, we don't mic the inside of the ring, so we don't definitively know what was discussed between them, but it looks that he's raising the hand. Bo and Bobby Ewing are going to continue and stay alive as a tag team, which is amazing to me. In the Crockett Cup $1 million
Unbelievable. Tournament. That's shocking. That is shocking. That's going to send shockwaves all across the territory.
All through wrestling, actually, if being completely honest
us. Well, you have two brothers. When have you ever seen it? Two brothers on both sides of the tag teams. Luke didn't turn on Bo in that match, but he didn't show up.
He didn't show up. That's true. That is definitely true.
Which is the same. It's even worse, probably, right?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we go down to the squared circle, there's another match going on. We have Beaver and Wally Cleaver. They are going to face off against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham.
Oh,
Johnny Zero, if you can please ring the bell and let's begin this contest.
This is going to be... Go get them, Beef.
It's craziness here at the Crockett Cup. Johnny Zero, flip that coin and let's see who's going to win this match today. Oh, it's tails. It looks as though it is going to be handily taken by the evil duo of the Lost Cunningham and the Mac. truck.
Oh, accompanied by Grady as well.
Literally, here he is. He came back to TV Dad's Wrestling. He had his own division, as we were discussing on the microphone at the last episode. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this, sir?
I can't say I'm surprised, to be honest with you. I expect a little more from Wally, because Wally's a little bit more experienced.
I feel as though there might have been some cheating on the part of the tag team with the evil, is it smoke bombs? What were you saying
earlier? It's the pufferfish dust.
The pufferfish.
Yeah, the pufferfish dust, the zombie dust. Looks like he might have gotten at the eyes of Wally, but I thought he had ducked it, but I guess that stuff's so potent.
I'm going to tell you this, though. When I see the Lost Cunningham boy, he's an unbelievable athlete.
Absolutely. And so is Mack Trick Bernie. I mean, the guy is literally a Mack truck. They're an incredible tag team, dude. This is it's unprecedented. Unprecedented to have someone come out of a pay-per-view was designed just for him to lay claim to Arnold and Willis Grady.
Okay.
And to add more stress to Fred's heart, giving him shit about Lamont going with your boy, Mr. Brady.
Now, the next match, it's interesting. We're joining it in progress because we've been talking so much. If you can please ring the bell, we're going to begin it. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what we have. We have Ritter and Goodman facing off in the ring.
The Living Dream.
The Living Dream is here and in person, and the Hero at Large, and they're facing off against Jamie and Ted, the New Bundys.
The New Bundys.
The New Bundys. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not even discussion.
Yeah.
John Goodman and John Ritter are going to easily defeat the Mini Bundys. The New Bundys, and ascend it into the Crockett Cup tournament. But it's a bloodbath, if you will.
Yes.
They're kicking them all over the ring. Yeah. They're smashing their faces into the steel
post.
Can't watch
for disqualifications too,
but they win. But they win and they go to the next level.
So. Okay, fair enough.
Now the next team is someone who I've been thinking is a specialty in this match. It was the team of the Black Magician, Mr. Keaton, and Wild Thing John Lithgow.
I think this. Yeah.
Now they face off against Frederick Gwynn,
Sergeant
Gwynn, and Barney the Knife Fife.
Yeah.
Cop Lives Matter.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think the Jackal.
The Jackal. He has two nicknames.
Do you like
so
the Jackal
evil.
Or do you like the Knife?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's both. He calls himself Barney the Fife and the Knife.
Yeah.
Barney Fife the Knife. Now you have to ring the bell.
Yeah, let's
do this.
And then
you have to flip the coin. And here we go in the squared circle. I have no idea who's going to win, sir. I have no idea.
I think Keaton and Lithgow.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
But you never know. It's TV Dad's Wrestling. And it's Keaton and Lithgow by a nose.
They
will move on.
That's great. I'm glad that they advanced.
Now, in my humble opinion, they have a very good chance of winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's just my
opinion. Number two in your programs, but number one in your hearts.
Oh, see, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. This might be my favorite match of the first round of eliminations.
Okay.
This could be it.
Cool.
It is the return of that 70s tag team.
Yes.
Who are, in a lot of ways, perhaps my favorite, my dark horses, if you will.
Yeah.
You've got the team of Red Foreman along with a non-Fonzie
Henry Winkler.
There you go.
And the Phantom of the Arena.
But they're facing off against Tony Soprano and the Hitman Tony Danza.
That's a dangerous tag
team. The two-tone. Tony's also known as the Springer Mafia.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this is going
to
be a good one.
Now, sadly, I think I know who's going to win. But Johnny Zero, I want you to flip the coin.
All right, cool.
And let's see where this
figure
turns
out.
Out.
Where we go. Oh, sorry.
That's got to be disqualified. There we go. It says it's going to be the faces. I don't believe it. So that 70s tag team is going to survive to fight another day.
Oh, great.
Now.
He's got to be the Fonz if they want to.
Well, they're not going to be the Fonz.
He's got to tap into the Fonzie personality or persona for them to win this tournament.
That 70s tag team moves on, though.
Well,
like, how do we not
love
that?
The king of the parking lot wars is in that team.
The king of the parking lot wars.
That's right. The king of extreme. Red, he's the king of extreme in our promotion. Absolutely, Red Foreman's the best hardcore wrestler there is, man. Don't you agree? All out in the parking lot, the stop sign, the legendary stop sign match, the whole thing with Crazy Eddie.
No, he was like a bard from competition. He's like a car crash. He's everything wrong with professional wrestling today.
They've made him like hardcore Elvis now.
I can't believe they survived though. Like, I'm so happy.
I know. I'm happy for you.
And, like, Winkler is, like, my hero. It's like, oh, good for you, Fonz. But he's not the Fonz. Henry Winkler has lived a fun other day. That's amazing.
That's great, man.
We are on a pay-per-view. There's no commercial breaks. There's no interruptions. But I got to tell you that this is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We are on the Louded Loaded Network, which is carried by the Podbean application on your phone.
Absolutely.
Johnny Zero, how do you feel so far? This is a mild intermission before we go to rounds.
I am loving it, man.
Are you loving it?
Yeah. I'm absolutely loving it. And it just makes it, you know, the coin, everything. We just makes it. We don't know what's going to happen next.
I mean, we really don't.
That 70s tag team advanced. We got the Wildcat. I mean, the Wild Thing, Lithgow and the Dark Magician, Stephen
Keaton.
And
we're going to recap. Let's recap her from earlier, okay?
Yeah.
We had Ingles and Evans taking on the Militants. Yes. Now, I got to be honest. The Militants are the tag team champions of the world. I thought it would be a closer contest than it was.
Well, yeah, so did I. But you got to remember, you got Michael in there who may not have totally committed to the dark side of the force, so to speak, with
They got gold. Evans doesn't have gold. Now, moving on to the second match. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are on a time schedule. We have Shipwrecked facing off against the Rhinestone Cowboys, and the superior athlete of Mr. Brady, the first Bishop of Wrestling, the Rhinestone Cowboys easily defeated.
That was an instant highlight reel, that finisher.
The real Frankensteins took on the Royals, and the Royals defeated them.
I don't have biased journalism.
Did you even hear what I just
said?
Yes,
the Royals.
Now, the Royals were the original heavyweight tag team champions.
Yes.
They're the real deal. So the fact that they're in this competition for the $1 million is no mistake. Mr. Cosby's embroiled in his legal bills. He could use the $1 million to finish.
Sure. Maybe that's why it's so serious. But who did the – just out of curiosity, I can't remember off the top of my head. Is it the Shipwreck beat the Royals?
No, Shipwreck faced the Rhinestone Cowboys.
No, I mean back in when they were the first tag team champions.
Oh, yes, sir. I believe it was Shipwreck. Okay. That is correct. Okay. A long, long time ago. Many years ago, it feels like.
Right.
Now, in the next match, we had taken Urban Folklore facing off against Michael Knight and Stashboard. Shockingly to me, Urban Folklore came out victorious.
Well, I think that's because Stashberg was injured. I don't think that's any reflection on Michael Knight.
Now, the mighty, mighty luchadors, who may be no more, Johnny Zero, fell tonight to corporate punishment. And I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of thought the luchadors were the favorite.
Well, normally, who wouldn't? But, wow. I guess we should have saw it, the foreshadowing of that last event. You know, guys, understand, to go through these Crockett-Mutch tournaments and fly from tournament, you know, to territory to territory and so forth, just to get down to these final teams is such, for TV Dads, is such a long, long process. I guess we should have known that Lopez, there was, you know, all was not good in paradise, so to speak, if you know what I mean, Vex. You want to explain it?
No, I do. I do completely know what you mean. It's sad. It's a sad day. The Mighty Luchadors are no more.
Yeah.
I'm moving along, though. I'm going to let that go. We can revisit that on the regular
broadcast.
Shame.
Yeah.
But Gomez Adams and Al Munster could not participate. So they were facing off against JR and Bobby Ewing, and it was Bo Duke by himself.
Yes.
And this is an astounding situation, is that Bobby Ewing turned on JR, kicked him directly in the face with a sideways kick with the cowboy boot.
Yep.
They pinned JR, and as a tag team, they've ascended together. What are your thoughts?
I think that makes a great tag team. They're both the baby faces of their respective franchises.
Sure.
I think it makes a good team. I mean, in the ring.
I got to be honest. Now, I know we're flying by the seat of our pants here. This is a live broadcast.
Sure.
I do not know if definitively that is within the rules. I'm going to try and research it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it seems highly suspect.
That's what I was thinking, too.
No, and you said that, actually.
Yeah. Is there, like, some open clause on, like,
there's a situation, definitely. Now, we're going to get back to it. Right now, I can't speak on it.
Right.
Beaver and Wally Cleaver went against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham. The Lost Cunningham pulled it out.
With Grady, yeah.
With Grady, that's true.
Yeah.
They pulled it out definitively. And then we have Ritter and John Goodman defeating the New Bundys.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I'm not surprised there.
Of course. And I agree completely. That was kind of a mismatch. It's all shaken out to how you face it.
Now, singles matches, we don't know.
Benny Bundy was a middleweight anyway.
Yeah,
he wasn't a heavyweight champion.
That butterball guy or whatever you call him, you know, Mini King Kong Bunny, whatever his name is, he's not in the league of those other guys. So anyway.
And we had Keaton and Lithgow, Wild Thing Lithgow.
Sure.
Facing off against 2/3 of Cop Lives Matter.
Right.
And Lithgow and Keaton ascended to the next level. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the fans are getting behind it.
Definitely.
That.
That's the dark horse. Like, what you have is this of Mice of Men situation where Keaton and Lithgow become like a team, where you have one guy who's tiny
Sweetie
and brilliant.
Which way did he go?
There you go. And that's what we're dealing with here. Now, my favorite and my secret, I hope they win it all. That 70s tag team is victorious, shockingly, over the Springer Mafia of the Two Tonys, Soprano and the Hitman.
That's the biggest upset.
Hands down of the evening.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. And they lived a fun other day. Yeah. Like, good for them. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, to really advance. God bless. Winkler is going to have to put the leather on, dude, and go back to that style.
Never going to happen. Well, Gwynn doesn't do it.
I hear Winkler doesn't want to be the Fonz because he was too violent. He actually had killed somebody in the ring or something.
Is Winkler's first ever win in TV Dad's Wrestling?
Well, in the TV Dad's Wrestling Federation, but, you know, the underground stuff before we started, that, you know, these guys were practicing.
They were just fighting for money?
Yeah, I heard that, in his Fonzie get up that he actually had accidentally killed somebody in the ring.
No.
Yeah, and that's why.
Our ring announcer.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Our ring announcer from Too Close for Comfort definitely killed someone in the 70s. We discussed that on our broadcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they're buddies, too, backstage.
In real life, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, they're friends. This is TV Dad Wrestling. This is the director of operations. Right. Now, Henry Winkler is the director of operations, and he's still competing.
Yeah.
Can he even win $1 million? Is that even a possibility? Does Red just get the money?
I don't know. I would assume he would split it with him, right?
Johnny Zero, it's time for round number two. Are you ready for round number two?
Sure thing.
You have to get the coin ready. This is an amazing contest. Okay. You have the heavyweight champion of the world, Charlotte Engels, and the working man, James Evans, facing off against the Royals, Johnny Zero.
Oh, here we go.
The Royals. So let's ring the bell. Go down to the squared circle. Round number two, and let's see who wins. Johnny Zero, please flip the coin if you will. No! The Royals win!
Unbelievable!
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm sad about this. I don't like Charlotte Engels, but I really don't like the Royals. Well, so I got to tell you.
The coin did hit the thing, but anyway, yeah.
No, you flip it, that's it,
that's
man.
That's it, man, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Engels and Evans eliminated. Damn. Now, let's discuss this between us. Obviously, the Royals cheated, right? They would have had to have cheated.
Yeah, but at the same time, let's be honest here. Those guys are used to working together as a team.
That's true.
You know what
He's
I mean?
A single competitor.
Yeah, these guys are singles. True. They have done special events together and stuff. Like if Evans is in trouble, Engels come out to help him. When Engels is in trouble, Evans comes out to help
him. Well, Engels is in trouble every day. They're pals, so Evans is definitely coming out to help him.
That's not the same thing as a continuity of a. It's a tag team tournament. The continuity.
I need you to ring the bell for the next one.
Yeah, sure.
It's Urban Folklore facing off against the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Oh, this is good.
A big one, right?
This is huge.
Let's see who wins. Huge. Let's flip that coin. Oh, the Rhinestone Cowboys flip of the coin.
Oh, no.
$1 million. Ring the bell, ladies and gentlemen. Your winner, the Rhinestone. Right?
Now, what's going on after the match?
Explain exactly, sir.
It looks like...
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner definitively...
Unbelievable.
Cowboys. Now, John,
what's going on?
They're embracing in the center of the ring.
Elizabeth, it's the big one. I can feel Elizabeth. I'm going to get it, baby.
Oh my God, Fred Sanford has collapsed.
Archie's trying to climb. Oh my God, Archie's holding him. What the hell's going on? That's Archie's buddy.
Sanford has collapsed in the ring. Watching his son kiss the mouth.
Get the paramedics in here, somebody.
Of Mr. Brady.
Oh my God, who's this hell coming out to the ring? It's Grady. What the hell are you doing here, Grady? You gonna help Fred?
Fred!
You did, Fred. Like I said, what your boy doing, and I look at you, you're all red, Fred.
Oh my God, Archie's trying to help Fred onto the stretcher. Come on, get some paramedics. Seriously, get some paramedics in here. We gotta get these people in here.
I'm on air. It's a live broadcast.
The man has collapsed.
He's being taken out on a stretcher. Get them guys in here. Clear away, man.
The
Clear
theme
path.
Music's playing.
Clear path.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, dude, don't drop the stretcher, asshole. Come on. Thanks, Arch. Get him, Arch.
Sanford just died, sir. No,
it's impossible. What the hell is... Take us for the ring by ring. I'm going to help. What's going on with the Rhinestone Cowboys? You talked down. I'm covering. I got to help these guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Rhinestone Cowboys have ascended to the next portion of the TV Dad's Crockett Cup Memorial Elimination. They're kissing in the middle of the ring. It's creepy and it's weird and no one really understands what's happening. I, for one, stand behind the First Bishop of Wrestling for expressing himself in his victory dance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rhinestone Cowboys. Now, I dislike greatly that Fred Sanford is exploiting himself and trying to... I don't know,
man. He wasn't moving. Holy shit, that looked like the real thing. I had to run all the way back to the entrance.
But Johnny, did you notice the fangs of Mr. Brady and Lamont Sanford wasn't upset by this, and they were tongue-kissing and everything, and this upset Fred irreparably.
I'm going to have to watch the replay. I don't know. How would he want to kiss those... Look, I don't even want to know about that. I'm just worried about Fred Sanford. A legend in our sport might be dead, man. Fred G. Sanford.
I wouldn't say he's dead per se.
No, man, that looked real. He was turning blue back there, buddy. I'm telling you, Archie's going to the hospital right now. They got in the hospital bed, in the ambulance, and they're going to the hospital right now. This is not just a joke on the TV show. It looked like it was real. Once he saw what him and his son and Mr. Brady did, I think he just lost it, man.
Now we have the team of Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke facing off against corporal punishment. If Johnny Zero can ring the bell,
yep.
What we're going to do is Johnny Zero is going to take the coin.
Shades of WrestleMania 1.
And we're going to flip it, and we're going to see who's going to win.
Shades of WrestleMania 1, wouldn't you say?
Why are you saying this?
Sheik and Volkov versus the U.S. Express.
Oh, there you go. You're throwing things at me, and it's fallen on the ground, and we've lost it. It's by my foot. Johnny Zero is sloppily throwing it. He will do it again. And heads it is. Now, Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke defeat Corporal Punishment, which is kind of amazing, actually.
And it's like the Sheik and the Sheik and Corporal Punishment, the resident terrorists of our promotion.
The resident terrorists.
What do you call it?
Flamethrowers. So please ring the bell again.
Flamethrowers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke.
That's it, man. They cleaned them up. It looks like they're working good. You know, they're really good. They're similar workers.
No, I agree completely. This could be a definite tag team.
Could be
in
a
future.
Sleeper.
This
yeah.
could be something to deal with even after today in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they could go after, like, could you know, be. The militants at
yeah.
one time and
Absolutely.
Try to be the champions. Now, what we're going to do is
yeah.
we have Ritter and Goodman facing
yeah.
off against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham. I can definitively say in the whole second bracket, round two, this might be the best match.
I would agree.
Now,
how do you see it going down?
Very, very physical. Perhaps very violent.
Yes.
It's an exciting thing. I need you to ring the bell
and then flip the coin,
and we're going to see who's going to win.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a good
this
one.
This is amazing right now.
This is.
It's amazing. So let's flip it. Look at that. Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham.
Oh, no.
That's amazing. I am
Puffer
shocked.
Fist dust. I can't believe. No, I wanted them. I was rooting for them.
I hear you, but that's not how the coin works.
No, that's it. That's all.
I'm a little shocked. I'm shocked. I don't have words.
There's no right. It's you got Haiti. You got the Grady from Haiti coming out. He probably blew this pufferfish dust. And there's two different people going to the hospital from it. I mean, you're inoperable for 48 hours.
Now, Johnny Zero, coming down to the ring, you've got the team of Mr. Keaton and John Lithgow facing that 70s tag team.
Oh,
my goodness.
This is great.
Ring the bell.
Who the hell?
Now,
how do you see this?
Here's our situation. When we flip the coin, that 70s tag team will be given the face, even though technically this is two faces. And we're going to have Lithgow and Keaton take tails.
Okay?
So let's flip the coin, and then we're going to discuss. Shockingly, I can't believe it. That 70s tag team stays alive. I'm shocked, Johnny Zero.
No, Tails is, that's the other team.
It is. I'm so sorry. It's Keaton and Lithgow, which does make sense. If I'm not, I'm going to tell you. It
yeah.
does make sense. I misread it.
I was rooting for that 70s tag team, too.
No, Keaton and Lithgow, they're much formidable.
I like both of those teams, actually.
I hear you, but
I was hoping that'd be like a finals.
Oh, I'm running a line through them. That's so sad.
That sucks. But look, Keaton and Lithgow will be back.
Now, I
got
to tell you, I got weird breaking news.
What's that?
I've gotten an email across my computer.
Yeah.
It is official that the team of Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke have just been disqualified. They were not signed up originally to participate in the TV Dads Cup together.
Okay.
They're out, sir. They are out.
Okay.
So the final round of round three, there'll be four rounds. Round three will not feature Bobby Ewing and Bo Duke. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
Well, why did they let them eliminate? What does that do for the teams?
I hear you. Now, that's weird. No, that team's gone. They got you. If you get pinned, you're out, right?
Right.
So you eliminate. But the thing of it is, now that you're getting towards $1 million, the ground rules do matter. You did not sign up and ratify a contract together. So therefore, unfortunately,
you're
out of the running. I feel they had a legitimate fight here.
That team works good.
They, and again, in the future, it could be a fantastic duo.
I'm not saying that it's like, you know, the biggest fanciest entrance or whatever, but the you know they're not bad, dude.
No,
they
Bobby Ewing, I'm a big fan of. Bo Duke, very powerful. Like it's a good team. It's a good team.
That's not right. Then the guys they eliminated shouldn't be.
No,
shouldn't
and
they be back in it.
And I hear you, but again, I'm going to repeat myself.
I know. I'm just
if
trying
you're
to
pinned,
it out.
If you're pinned, you're out. You're just out, and they would have. They're just not allowed to. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So how does that affect our brackets?
It doesn't actually. There's no change at all. It's going to come down. You're going to have the final round is Keaton and Lithgow are going to face off against the Royals and the Rhinestone Cowboys against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham.
Oh,
that's a creepy match.
Semifinals, huh?
That's it. And then the next match is
for the
winner.
Championship. And that's before
and the
that
million dollars.
Yeah, and before that match is when our special guest shows up. Which I hear is here. I just got an email myself.
Really?
Yeah. He's apparently they're going to reveal it back there. Ingles and Evans, but a few other guys. Actually, there's a couple people back there. It looks like there might be a couple heels back there, dude. This is pretty. Whoever this is a pretty big deal.
It's a brutal thing.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, this is the cup.
It is. It is definitively the cup.
And they have to hand the actual physical cup over to the winner and the check and. Make the speech or what have you and everything like that. So
I still think
it's an emotional moment.
I think Mr. Brady is the person in question to hand it over. That's who I think is going to hand it over.
But he's still in a tournament, though.
He is. He really is.
How can he hand it over to himself?
I don't know. You said that the special guest is here. He's here, so I don't understand.
No, this is somebody that's not in the tournament. So I will find out when he comes out. My money's on Morris Perot. That's what I hear, but I don't
know. All right. Now, you still know there's a TV title on the line here.
Yep.
These are two gentlemen who are going to face
off.
What happens, the way it breaks down, there's one more round.
Yes.
There's one more round of matches.
Yep.
Then the TV heavyweight championship is decided on live television, or pay-per-view, I should say.
Yes.
And then we come back, and we're going to crown the Crockett winner from that point.
I'm excited.
And this is the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
It's one of the funnest shows we've ever done.
It's carried to you by the Podbean Network on the Loud... I'm sorry, Podbean application on the Loud Network. Now, the sponsor's letting me know... I have erroneously not read the information I'm supposed to read at the top of the broadcast. I do apologize for that. Johnny Zero, if you can bear with me, I have to pull it
up. Sure, no worries, brother. Take your time. It's just been such an electric night, and it's going so smoothly. The coin...
The previous and following show
features
stunts performed by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, Fox programming and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any stunt or activity performed on this show.
That's right, kids.
And again, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to read it at the top of the broadcast. John, there's so much going on. It's so exciting. I just messed it up, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
What are your thoughts, man? Who do you think is going to win the Crockett Cup?
God, I don't know.
It's getting weird
fast. They're all... I'm going to go with... I don't know, man. I'm seeing the way the continent...
We got Lithgow and Keaton
the Zombie
facing
Warriors.
The Royals. Really?
Yeah, dude. They're big. They're strong. They've shocked the world so thus far. And plus, Grady on the outside is an unfair advantage. I don't know why not... They should... If they eliminated Grady from ringside, maybe...
You
maybe,
think it would be a different match?
Yeah, I think so. Dealing with these particular talents to last this long and still be in this tournament, I mean, you know, we're talking 80 teams, dude.
80 teams.
You know.
And it shakes out to you.
That's incredible. I mean, they've been, you know, and that's only the 80 teams that got here. They had to have prelims just to get from there. Just to even be one of the 80 teams. I mean, these are guys have been through matches and matches and matches.
No, you're right. You're right. This has gone on for weeks upon weeks upon weeks.
Yeah.
This has been a thing. Now, Johnny.
I wish we could tell you everything.
It's time for round three. I need you to get the bell ready.
Let's do it, buddy.
We're going to go down to the ring, and here we have the team of Keaton and Lithgow facing off against the Royals.
Wild
thing. In this situation, Keaton and Lithgow are going to be heads. The Royals are going to be tails.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Keaton and Lithgow.
I think I'm
feeling upset.
Let's feel it. Oh, my goodness. Johnny Zero, the Royals have ascended and defeated. Again, Cosby's motivated. He needs the $1 million.
Yeah.
He's embroiled in court cases.
That's true.
I am shocked.
Mired in controversy.
This is the fifth time tonight, and I am still shocked.
I am not.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't want to say either, but they have more experience. You know, experience goes a long way, I mean, as a team, you know. The Royals have been working together. OJ and
no
Cosby
joke.
Have been,
no joke.
They are no joke, man.
I need you to ring the bell.
Yep.
We got another match coming up.
This.
Ladies and gentlemen, It is the Rhinestone Cowboys, who possibly have killed Fred Sanford earlier in the evening, facing off against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham.
The Zombie Warriors with Grady.
The Zombie Warriors with Grady. What is it? I can't
it's
see
heads.
It. It's heads.
Yep.
The Rhinestone Cowboys ascend to the finals.
Wait, the heads is for the faces.
There's no faces. Bernie Mac and look, it's this left and right.
But wouldn't you say that
The Rhinestone Cowboys ascend, Johnny Zero?
On the strength of Lamont.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's okay. Fair enough.
This is amazing.
Fair enough.
And now,
your boys.
For the $1 million.
Your boys.
At the end of the night, you've got the Royals facing off against the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Unbelievable.
How do you feel about this?
I think I gotta go with I'm gonna go with the Royals. For the power.
Okay.
Power, you know, OJ's power. I think he's got a good ground game. I think guys are getting gassed after all these matches. And I'm just physically, I'm not, you know, saying I agree with him from being, you know,
I'm in shock.
Or anything,
the Rhinestone Cowboys have made it to the final, sir.
Or whatever they
I'm
say.
I'm so excited. I can't
not,
even
God,
tell
you. Judge. Right. But in the ring, though, I would think a former NFL athlete rushed for 2,000 yards. I think he's, I think he'd be the better, you know, because. Otherwise, Cosby, I think, stronger than Brady and stronger than Lamont. It's Lamont's aerial techniques, really, and Brady has some as well. I don't know. I'm going to give the power advantage to the. I'm going to go with the Royals.
You said it. I hear you. I don't even know if I can disagree. I'd like to, but
yeah.
It comes down to whatever the coin tells you, really.
Right.
So it's not quite what we're going to do now. It's television championship.
Yep, that's
time.
It. That's right.
Here's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big fucking deal, and I'm a little surprised, and I'm a little shocked. I don't know how to feel, Johnny Zero.
We didn't get any. You know, got it. Let's do it. Are they going to make any promos before the match? Or?
No, this is it. It's go time at this point. Like, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go. Macho Duce. El Duce.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the fighting city of Philadelphia, Danny, the Macho Man, El Duce Bonaduce.
Now, John, I don't know if you knew this, but Danny Bonaduce had a morning radio program in Philadelphia for several years.
Very cool.
He started in the 80s on Eagle 106, and then more recently on 94.1 before it became WIP.
Wow.
And he had bought a house here, and that's why he stays in Philadelphia.
Amazing. 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 Look at Miss Joni. How's Miss Joni look to you?
Healthy, John. She looks healthy. A little thin, but I'm thinking good. She
does
look radiant tonight.
Whoa! She just tripped on the table. Was that my fault? Was that my fault?
I believe it was her heels. Oh, he's yelling at you, Johnny, for tripping his girlfriend.
Hey!
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't trip her, dude.
It wasn't me, Mr. Bonaduce.
Yeah, I'm helping her out, man. No, dude. No. Her hands are shaking, dude. There's something wrong. Dude.
I don't know.
Dude, she just drooled on my arm. I'm sitting down at a table. I didn't, like... My legs aren't out there.
You're making a pass at her, Johnny. It's really, really, really sad. Terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, coming down to the ring.
Oh, shit. It's the technician. Being congratulated as he walks out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tim Allen.
Put your hands together for the technician, Tim Allen.
Timmy
Tool
Time.
He looks good, John. He's oiled up. He looks big. I think he's ready to go.
What was his show that they tried to cancel? All Men Standing or Right Man Standing or something?
I could not care less.
Well, I'm just asking. He had high ratings on some show.
Leather jacket.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
He's wearing his work boots. He's got his trunks. He looks a little like Mr. Wonderful, if you will.
Yeah. The only thing he's got a towel around his neck. He's kind of trotting to the ring here. All right. He's getting in the ring.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Man, they did try and hold down.
Now, Johnny Zero, I want you to ring that bell.
Let's get it on. Let's see.
Now,
who do you think's going to win this?
It's three flips for a championship.
Five.
So,
for world championship.
For world champs. So, hold on.
Yeah.
Tails is Bonaduce. Heads is the face, Mr. Toolman.
Yeah.
Flip away, Johnny Zero. First fall goes to Mr. Bonaduce.
All right, here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. Mr. Bonaduce again. That's it, isn't it?
No,
it's 93.
Five for a world title match.
Oh, my God. In a tremendous upset. Unbelievable in every way.
Got to see the way he wins.
Okay. He beats him clean in the center of the squared circle.
Unbelievable.
The heckler is the special referee. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited. I need you to ring the bell. Oh, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the new World Heavyweight Television Wrestling Champion,
Danny Bonaduce!
Unbelievable. I can't believe he nailed the elbow in the middle.
John, I don't want to bring bad news to the situation, but Miss Joni's passed out right on the floor over there.
Oh, oh, she's grabbing my leg.
That's
quite
upsetting.
Baby, okay?
Come on.
Why is he leaving?
I'm leaving because Danny Bonaduce is coming down ringside. Here you go, John. You can deal with that one.
Why is he leaving?
I'm running away.
I think he's leaving her.
Here, you all right, sweetie? Can I help you out?
I, for one, am quite happy for Mr. Bonaduce to win the World TV Championship.
It's all right, dude. You okay?
He's an unbelievable competitor.
Here, bud.
A fantastic athlete.
All right, good. Thanks, Aldouche.
And he looks good.
Thanks, Aldouche. Cool, man.
All right.
Johnny Zero, the second ever TV Heavyweight Championship of the world.
Isn't it more exciting with the coin?
Mr. Bonaduce.
Unbelievable. That's awesome, man. Now, wait a minute.
He was the middleweight champion, was he not?
He was.
So now, does he unify middleweight and television? We have to wait till next week.
I gotta tell you, above my pay grade. It sadly isn't my decision to make.
I bet you
this. What if he does all this, right? And what if he keeps the middleweight championship and surrenders the TV? I don't think he would.
What if they unify them together?
Oh, could you imagine?
That would be, you know, something.
Could you imagine?
I don't know. Fans, you're gonna have to tune in next week.
I gotta tell you, as far as pay-per-views go,
yeah,
this is fucking amazing.
Is this not good?
We've had a colorful ordeal.
Absolutely.
It's been a hell of a day.
Yeah.
And there's still one more match remaining.
Yes.
We are going to see.
Guys, you get your money's worth.
The Crockett Memorial Cup.
Right.
It's the last two teams. It's $1 million. It's such a big deal. What are your thoughts, Johnny?
I think it's great. I think we have more fun when we respect the coin and let the chance decide, you know, for title matches and so forth. This has been the most easiest, smoothest, entertaining paper. Maybe Battle of the Belts won. I don't know. This is definitely one of the best ones we've had.
I got to tell you,
is it your favorite?
I was shocked so many times tonight. I was surprised definitively. Things I didn't see coming definitely happening.
I didn't want to lose, and there's stuff, but you know, like it kept it fun and fresh. It was, I mean, you know, it shows you that TV Dad Wrestling is real and that people are fake. You know,
that is your favorite sentence in the world.
Well, it's not, I looked it up. There's Kurt Angle, he's a great wrestler, real wrestler, 1996 Olympic gold medalist. I believe that was one of his catchphrases. I didn't realize at the time, I probably saw it subconsciously. I don't care, but it's true. TV Dad Wrestling is real. And people are fake.
That is correct, sir. People are not real. TV Dad's Wrestling is, just as Johnny Zero said.
Absolutely.
Now, John, it is the final match of the evening.
Yep.
It's been a long and colorful pay-per-view event.
Yes.
Brought to you specifically on the Loud and Loaded Network, carried by the Podbean application on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go down to the squared circle.
Well, we have to. We have the. Yep. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Yorkshire, England, the Royal!
Oh my God. These guys walking out of here.
Now, John, this is round three. These guys went out, they're wearing royal robes, they have a golden scepter, they have crowns. It almost looks like the Bishop of Wrestling, which is upsetting because they're facing off against Mr. Brady and the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I just wonder how many referees they drugged to get here, but they've done it. they've done it. They have done it. I got to give credit where credit's due. They have done it. They're consummate professionals. They have been working together for a while. I think they've worked longer than the Rhinestone Cowboys, even, if I'm not mistaken.
Most definitely. The Rhinestones are definitely a recent thing. I believe in every way the Rhinestones. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here it goes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California.
Your favorite boyfriends.
The Rhinestone Cowboys.
That's his favorite boyfriends.
Everything's on the line. This is for $1 million. It's a big deal, Johnny Zero.
Unbelievable.
What are your thoughts?
This is it. Like I said, I still think, I guess, I don't know. It's so close, even match. I mean, you got the aerial specialist would definitely be the Rhinestone Cowboys. Ground-wise, if they keep it on the ground, I got to go with the Royals.
Now, you have to ring the bell, and then we're going to flip the coin.
What do you think?
I want Rhinestone. They're the greatest athletes in wrestling today. Here we go, Johnny Zero. Get the coin. It's a championship. It's $1 million. It's 5 flips.
All right.
Now, the heads are going to be the Rhinestone Cowboys, and the tails will be the Royals. First fall goes to the Royals. Oh, my goodness.
I'm supposed to be using a quarter for a championship match.
Well, you lost the quarter. The second goes to the Royals. This is looking good. This is looking good, Johnny. I'm on the midst of $1 million. Of $1 million. You got to flip it again, sir.
Did you see the quarter over there?
No, I didn't.
All right, cool.
Oh, my goodness. I could cut the anxiety with a knife. It is hands down. Oh, my God. The winner is the Rhinestone Cowboys. Johnny Zero has to see if it's clean, if it's illegal. How does it shake out, ladies and gentlemen? Where'd it go?
Under the book.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to lift up under the book. It's a clean victory. It is a clean victory for the Rhinestone Cowboys over the Royals. Johnny, ring the bell. Ring the bell, Johnny Zero.
Oh, wow. I just saw what happened. And Cosby went for the juice, the chloroform or whatever it is, to put it in his throat, and Brady reversed it. Or Lamont reversed it, excuse me.
Amazing.
Lamont
reversed it.
Knocked him out.
The bag with $1 million being lowered from overhead.
God.
Now, if you look at the back.
We got a special guest
coming
out.
Look at the back of the venue. There's a golden wheelchair. It is the one. It is the only. It is Ross Perot, ladies and gentlemen. Ross Perot in the building.
Ross Perot is here, ladies and gentlemen. People are going nuts, and it looks like Charles Ingles and James Evans are wheeling in now, along with a few other wrestlers that usually, some guys that they even fought each other tonight. I think this is a pretty emotional moment at the Crockett Cup. Ross Perot, as you know, went down in the plane crash that was sabotaged by Tattoo, and hold on, he's pushing everybody away. He's getting out of the wheelchair.
This is amazing.
He's getting out of the wheelchair. Unbelievable. He's handing over the check. He's not making a speech. I think he's disgusted at Brady. What's that about?
Oh, my God, Johnny Zero. Brady has punched the old man in the face.
What the
he
fuck?
He has punched him in the face. Security is coming from all directions.
God. Now Fastball's in there. They're running in. They're beating up. Oh, my God. This is a Pier 6 brawl, ladies and gentlemen.
Brady grabs the rope for the $1 million and is whisked out of the ring, and he leaves Lamont Sanford behind.
Oh, my God.
Lamont is being beaten on by all of the wrestlers.
What's happening? Okay, we're going to try to be here as long as we can.
This is pandemonium in the pay-per-view.
This is crazy.
Of
this
the
is
TV
crazy.
Dad.
Oh, my God.